The sex trial of Uncle Clarence Thomas misses the point again. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Above all, the masculinist government and legal system must define acts of sexual harassment, assault, or rape as individual deviations from a harmonious norm. Women are losing patience with this approach, and the debate has the potential to separate masculinist and feminist approaches to the patriarchy and confront those self-identified feminists whose approach betrays their gender on these issues. The Clarence Thomas case is an easy one. Regardless of the specific facts of his relationship with Anita Hill, who charges him with sexual harassment, the harm he has done to black people and women is clear. His nomination was, in the first instance, an attack on black people itself, with all the sickening homage paid to his poor background by white senators enthralled with their new lapdog. But now his nomination has also turned into an attack on women, especially black women. Fortunately for the Senate, Anita Hill is black. Otherwise, they might be forced to lynch Thomas and thereby lose the chance to discredit women who confront their assaulters. But the reason individual cases of sexual harassment are so elusive is that they are themselves a misnomer. As feminist law professor Catherine McKinnon has pointed out, picking out the abusive man-woman relationships is like trying to single out individual cases of exploitation of workers by capitalists. This isn't a threatening concept to mainstream feminists. To admit that gender relations are by definition relations of domination, to acknowledge therefore that sexual relations are coerced at a structural level, is to deny the feminist white movement the victory of joyous and free sex for which it fought so hard. When McKinnon and Andrea Dworkin proposed an ordinance in Minneapolis which would have allowed women to sue for damages resulting from pornography, a coalition of liberal feminists challenged them, arguing that the right to free dissemination of rape was more important than the lives of real women. According to this group, which included Betty Friedan and Adrienne Rich, the proposed law might end up defining, quote, the most traditional heterosexual act as subordinating. McKinnon said the group, called the Feminist Anti-Censorship Task Force, or FACT, was fronting for male supremacists. The black movement has Uncle Tom's and Oreo cookies, she said. The women's movement has FACT. Let's hear it for free speech. A 13-year-old girl testified at the hearings on the Minneapolis law. She was on a Girl Scout camping trip. A group of hunters was reading pornography in the woods. They looked up and saw her. There's a live one yelled, and they raped her. Does pornography cause rape? Is pornography itself rape? Individual rapists can and must be confronted. All men must be made aware of the coercive nature of gender relations in male-dominated society. But to focus exclusively on the prosecution of individual men backfires. First of all, it puts women on the side of the law, the same law which in many states still says there's no such thing as a man raping his wife, the same law which defines rape along exclusively male-constructed lines. Second, the prosecution of individual rapists will always result in the persecution of black men. White men are free to rape their wives, to rape their prostitutes or their children, but when it comes to black men, the legal system is much less understanding. The legal system will fry a black man for rape, but it will reward a white pornographer who rapes millions of women for millions of dollars with a plaque in celebration of the First Amendment. Just as we must look at Clarence Thomas's sexual harassment as the least of his crimes against women, so must we confront rape, assault, and sexual harassment as structural problems inherent to the gender system of domination. To go halfway on this issue is to stay standing still. To go halfway is to allow white feminists to enjoy sex while black men die in prison, while black women are attacked from both sides. There can be no peace in gender wars. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.